Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thursday afternoon, sliding through this week. It's been a real easy week, actually.
Yeah.
Was a little concerned last night during our 6 o'clock hour when we had that fire up in Jay, the 200-acre fire breakout. Luckily, nothing happened to that. We'll have a story kind of advancing on that just to let you know where that stands as of today. Happy spring, everybody.
Yes.
First day of spring's here. It's also, today is International Happiness Day. We'll tell you where the most happiest place is in a minute on the planet.
Wow, okay.
You will totally be surprised. Okay, let's go ahead and dump into it. Top three trending stories now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Scampi deputies have increased patrols along Pensacola Beach to keep extra eyeballs on spring breakers. During spring break weeks, the beach substation will have anywhere from 3 to 8 deputies on beach patrol, just depending on those crowds. Here's the story I was just mentioning a second ago. The Florida Forest Service quickly knocked down a wildfire north of Chemukla in Santa Rosa County Wednesday evening. The blaze, dubbed the Willow Point Lane Fire, was initially estimated at around 200 acres. At its peak, threatened 6 structures. No homes were damaged. Firefighters returned back this morning to seek out any remaining hot spots. All well and good up in the Jay area. And Border Czar Tom Homan was in Sarasota this morning as President Trump's immigration policies took center stage at the New College of Florida. Homan appeared alongside Governor DeSantis to give a speech on immigration. The event discussed the White House perspective on border security and holding back those who break the law.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
The state of Florida stepping closer to taking a new approach to helping kids with behavioral problems. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill that establishes a pilot program under the Department of Children and Families. Senate Bill 7012 calls for DCF to place kids with behavioral issues in family-like settings instead of group homes, and the program is set to run for 4 years.
I thought this was pretty interesting. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was on hand here in Florida when the Coast Guard unloaded hundreds of millions of dollars of illegal drugs seized when intercepting traffickers at sea. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Coast Guardsmen at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale unloaded more than $500 million worth of cocaine and marijuana confiscated when intercepting vessels operated by illegal drug runners.
That means that fewer families are going to be torn apart by addiction, that fewer lives are going to be lost to overdoses.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at the port, those substances were intended to be sold on American streets for the profit of drug cartels.
We're protecting American people, and we're also making sure that their cartels are not profiting from the trafficking of these drugs.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a South Florida lawmaker's effort to stop squatters could become law. Doral Republican State Senator Ana Rodriguez sponsored the bill that unanimously passed the Senate yesterday. Senate Bill 322 is designed to make it easier for landlords to evict squatters from commercial properties. The bill also exposes squatters to criminal penalties, and a similar bill is working its way through the House.
Now, I like this story. At Wednesday evening's Catholic service in Tallahassee, Governor DeSantis received standing and sustained applause after being thanked for his effort in defeating last November's ballot initiative on abortion rights. DeSantis was one of hundreds of lawmakers, Capitol staffers, judges, and lobbyists who attended the 50th annual Red Mass. This happens at St. Thomas More Co-Cathedral.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll get some more state headlines for you in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some developing on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, it's probably just going to be some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, traveling towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow going to be on par with today, high of 62, low of 47.
Just be glad you're not in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan this afternoon. Snow flurries in the forecast. Temps 33 right now.
Wow.
Go ahead, you can smile about the weather here. Okay, stocks ending down today despite signals that the U.S. economy remains solid. Well, here's Jerry Willis in NYC.
Stocks ending lower in a day of choppy action as investors weighed growth and tariff concerns. At the close, the Dow down 11 points, the S&P lower by 12, the NASDAQ falling 59. The moves come a day after stocks surged on Fed monetary easing plans, but now traders see rising global risks, among them slower growth in the U.S. Even so, economic data coming in mixed today. While weekly jobless claims rose, home sales jumped to a 4.26 million annual run rate, topping estimates. Finally, the Bank of England leaving its interest rates unchanged following the lead of the U.S. Central Bank yesterday. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Another important element here in that report, there was a slight increase in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casala, she's in with that report.
The job market appears to be holding up this month. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week rose by just 2,000 to 223,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, continued to rise at 1.89 million in the week ending March 8th. It's unclear when we'll see the impact of federal staff cuts from the Department of Government Efficiency. Economists generally believe the labor market remains healthy, with layoffs remaining restrained. Another reading on manufacturing from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve came in stronger than expected for March. Jenny Cosilda, Fox News.
And the Florida Senate has passed a bill that aims to prevent animal cruelty. Now, this is unique because the measure is dubbed Trooper's Law. It would create a new offense of animal cruelty for those who restrain dogs outside during national disasters and abandon them. The offense would be a third-degree felony, and it's named after the dog that was found tied to a fence alongside I-75 during Hurricane Milton, a version of the bill also moving through the State House.
Okay, that's a famous dog now, you know.
Yes, clearly.
That dog signs black and white glossies with paw prints. Hey, if you want to be happy, I told you about this a second ago.
Yeah,
you want to be happy, move to Finland. That's a new report published today. CJ Papa has more.
The Nordic nation on a hot streak, finishing at number one for the happiest country in the world for an eighth year in a row. That's according to the World Happiness Report 2025. The happiness meter includes other Nordic nations, Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden, rounding out the top four. Rankings are based on answers people give when asked to rate their own lives. The study was done in partnership with analytics firm Gallup and the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. Despite the war with Hamas, Israel grabbed the eighth spot. The U.S. falls to its lowest ever position in the happiness ranking at 24th. Its best ranking was 11th in 2012. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And President Trump signing an executive order today aimed at dismantling the education department. The White House says test scores for kids have been in decline for years, and it's time to see education authority be returned to individual states. The executive order directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to start working with Congress to officially abolish the agency.
418 News Radio 92.3, Mayor Reeves and the city is close to reaching a deal for another hotel at Community Maritime Park. Now, if this deal goes forward, the Valencia Hotel Group will build a new property on a waterfront lot. This is real close to the already approved Reverb Hard Rock Hotel. Reeves is asking City Council to approve an eighth extension, of a lease option to the Valencia Development Corporation next week, and said they're pretty close to reaching a deal on the full lease.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll kind of continue down to the whole Trump administration theme, because there's been a lot of headlines surrounding them today, not just that whole education department dismantling attempt. We got details on that stuff and more coming up in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, President Trump has signed an executive order to scale down the Department of Education. This likely will likely require congressional approval here. You're going to probably see a lot of lawsuits challenging this directive. Everybody knew it was coming, but it has happened this afternoon. Speaking of President Trump, he is promising that the U.S. will become the crypto capital of the world. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump recorded a video for attendees of the Digital Asset Summit, telling tech leaders his administration will end a regulatory war on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Together we will make America the undisputed Bitcoin superpower and the crypto capital of the world.
The president has established a strategic Bitcoin reserve and digital asset stockpile and appointed the first ever crypto czar. He's also urging Congress to pass common sense rules for the digital asset market. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups developing on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, it's just going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Friday, high of 62, low of 47.
426 News Radio 92.3, where we're talking about roads and potential closing here. FDOT shooting me the update this afternoon. Look for traffic disruptions along Creighton Road north to Olive, Gregory Street from North Palafox to east to 14th, resurfacing work from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound is closed. Ran into that today.
Really?
If you are heading north on 29 and you're thinking about shooting the 10 eastbound on that on-ramp, forget it. It's closed. I had to turn back around and go through Burgess and the back roads to get back to the station. Anyway, it was not pleasant, but I'm telling you about it. Don't expect it to be open. It's going to be closed for a while. Northbound drivers are being detoured to make a U-turn at Broad onto 29 southbound to access the 10 freeway eastbound. It's confusing at best. And a new temporary on-ramp for Highway 29 southbound for drivers accessing the 10 freeway eastbound is now open. You tell me you're following me.
I'm doing my best.
Me too. Okay, in Santa Rosa County, widening construction on Highway 98 from Bayshore Road to Portside Drive continues in Gulf Breeze. And I say that because that's a pretty confusing montage on how to maneuver those roadways.
Absolutely. And advocates,
and I've got the list.
Advocates and postal workers protesting President Trump's proposal to privatize the U.S. Postal Service. There are over 150 cities throughout the United States holding what's being called a nationwide day of action. The demonstrations were organized by the American Postal Workers Union.
427 News Radio 92.3. ICE agents arresting a researcher at Georgetown University, accusing him of having close connections to Hamas. Mark Meredith has more from Washington.
The Trump administration accusing a Georgetown University researcher of spreading propaganda with Hamas and having ties to a suspected terrorist. The university tells Fox he doesn't know about any illegal activity, and lawyers for the man say he's being unfairly punished. Badar Khan Suri is an Indian national and a postdoctoral fellow at Georgetown School of Service. He is in the United States on a student visa. Reports say he was arrested Monday in Roslyn, Virginia. We checked overnight. It shows him now being held at an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security says Syria has close connections to a known or suspected terrorist who's a senior advisor to Hamas.
Framing up some stories this afternoon for you relating to universities. We were talking about one. We go to Columbia now, who is looking to reach a deal with the Trump administration to restore federal funding. Yeah, they hope they get some of those bucks back.
Yeah.
Alexis McAdams has more on this report from New York City.
This comes after the Trump administration launched investigations into this university last month. The Trump administration says Columbia failed to protect their Jewish students on campus, accusing the school of inaction in the face of persistent harassment of Jewish students. The administration pulling at least $400 million in the funding and the contracts, forcing them to listen up and threatening to cut billions more. The investigation, though, happens as ICE arrested Mahmoud Khalil, who we've talked about. He was the Columbia University grad who led those pro-Palestinian protests on campus. He was just arrested the other day. We now have that video that shows him being taken into custody. He's originally from Syria, now being investigated as a national security threat and looking at deportation.
And a new deadline for the Department of Justice over deportation flight details has come and gone. A federal judge gave the DOJ until noon Eastern today, 11 our time, to provide more details on the flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members. It's the latest legal back and forth between the White House and the judge, who claims he has the authority to pause the flights.
All right. Very, very confusing at best when you get into these different motives that you got to clear so many judges and different courts and things like that.
Yeah, every day we're hearing like federal judge this, federal judge that.
I'm not really sure to report it or say, well, speculation has. That's maybe a safer word, or potentially, because not many things are getting done now because they're getting all frozen up in the court systems.
Right.
Okay, sample ballots for the April 1st special general election have been mailed. Vote by mail ballots must be returned to the Supervisor of Elections office no later than 7 p.m. on Election Day. If you want to receive your ballot in the mail, here's what you do. This is for Escambia voters, by the way. EscambiaVotes.gov, /vote-by-mail, or call, here's an easier way, 850-595-3900. So if you want to get that taken care of, you can do so today.
All righty. And of course, after the Fox News break and Your Money Now, we've got our sports segment. And we've got a lot about March Madness today. 16 games. We're in the midst of them right now. And we've got a couple of upsets brewing, don't we, Chris?
Big time. And we're going to cover it for you on News Radio 92.3.
Fox
News. I'm Ted Lindner. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at dismantling the Department of Education. It's ahead of the controversial signing, the president saying.
Beyond these core necessities, my administration will take all lawful steps to shut down the department. We're going to shut it down and shut it down as quickly as possible. It's doing us no good. We want to return our students to the states.
The president still would need congressional approval in order to officially abolish the agency. And a new Fox News poll shows Americans are concerned about President Trump's tariff threats.
Nearly 70% of registered voters fear they'll make products they buy more expensive. A little more than half say they'll hurt the economy.
And that is Fox's Grady Trimble. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The European Union says it will delay planned retaliatory tariffs after the U.S. imposed a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports earlier this month. The response, which includes higher tariffs on American whiskey, were set to take effect on April 1st and follow a phased approach. Instead, they will take effect all at once in mid-April, according to EU officials. The Chinese owner of bargain app Temu reported slow quarterly profit and revenue growth, sending shares of PDD Holdings up by roughly 2%. It was the slowest pace of growth since the first quarter of 2022. Analysts are pointing to slower than expected revenue growth from transaction services as the reason for the cause of their top line miss. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow off 11, the S&P dropped 12, and the NASDAQ was down by 59 points. That's Your Money Now.
Good! Timeout, Clemson! .805 to go, second half, McNeese 51, Clemson 29. A stunner in Providence. We're back after this. You're listening to the men's basketball tournament on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ball above all. Am I right, y'all? Any questions?
Professor, NCAA Division I women.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Looking for a bargain? The Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Women's Build Yard Sale at the Reese Store is so big they have to take it out to the parking lot. Join them this Saturday from 8 until 2 at 6931 North 9th Avenue. That's the corner of 9th and Creighton. Amazing deals on furniture, clothing, kitchen essentials, children's toys, electronics, and more. Every dollar spent helps build homes and hope in our community. So don't miss it. Saturday from 8 until 2, 6931 North 9th Avenue. Shop, save, and support a great cause.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.437 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. What was her name? Charnay or something like that?
Sadie.
No, it's Charday.
Is that how you say it? Or it may be Sade, yeah, because it's S-A-D-E.
There you go. Anyway, great song. Thank you so much. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you Thursday afternoon. Happy spring to you. First day of spring.
Yeah.
We're happy about that. We're celebrating also International Happiness Day today. So if you see smiling on our faces all day today, that's probably the reason why.
It's not obligatory.
It's exactly right. Hey, a lot of sports we need to talk about. 30th Annual Aggie Baseball Classic featuring teams from three states facing off at venues across Pensacola. Tate's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Tate is doing really. The Aggies advanced to the championship game of the Classic with a 12-2 win Wednesday night over Booker T. Washington, the Hornets of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Not our Booker T. Washington Wildcats.
Right.
These are the Hornets. Tate's going to host the First Academy Royals from Orlando, 7 o'clock tonight for the Aggie Classic Championship. How about that?
Yeah. And also,
how about them Aggies?
Got a quick Florida football roundup for you here. ESPN reporting that the Miami Dolphins are signing linebacker Willie Gay to a one-year deal. Jacksonville Jaguars adding offensive lineman Fred Johnson. And former Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich joining Deion Sanders as coaching staff in Colorado.
That's something right there to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe he actually was going to join up with Deion.
Yeah, Deion's gotten a pretty star-studded batch on his coaching staff.
Do you think
staff.
These guys are doing this though for the notoriety and the exposure, so they can move to a next step?
I think it's a pretty respectable project that they want to be able to say that they were a part of. You know, Colorado was really good last year.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take a lot of credit for this because you and I we talk about soccer. Whether it be the SEC women's soccer, the different tournaments going on around, we're pretty active with the soccer world around here. Well, Pensacola, heads up, professional soccer could be potentially coming to the area.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Reeves and the United Soccer League are discussing options on bringing a professional team to our area.
Wow.
I'd be there. I'd buy season tickets for that one.
Absolutely.
I do. I enjoy soccer.
And a charity honoring the lives of Columbus Blue Jacket star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother now up and running. The John and Matthew Gaudreau Foundation was officially launched yesterday. It will support youth hockey initiatives, help hockey families in times of need, and assist folks impacted by drunk driving crashes. Johnny and Matthew lost their lives last August after they were struck by a suspected drunk driver in New Jersey.
And speaking of events, coming up today, 5:20. We're going to have our good friend Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports. She's going to run in here. Going to put her running shoes on. Because we're going to talk about the Bayou Hills run. Not this Saturday. Next Saturday. Mm. So we'll get you all ready for that. Registration is still open. We'll tell you how you can participate. Hey, this is Pensacola's championship event. In other words, if you win this one, you're considered Pensacola's champion. You even get to go to the city council meeting where they give you a whole award and things like that. Big deal. Yeah. Big deal. We'll talk to Amy about it, and she will let us know just how big a deal that race really is. Hey, this weekend, don't forget three nights of racing over at Five Flags. We had Tim Bryant on the show yesterday talking about all the different divisions and all the excitement and the history of that track. Fastest half-mile oval in the country, Five Flags Speedway.
All righty. And, of course, March Madness really ramping up today because it's the first half of the round of 64. And we've already got an upset here. Number five, Clemson. I had them go into the Final Four.
See ya.
Yeah, they, with 22 seconds to go, are down by 8 to 12-seeded McNeese. Now it's down by 5. But Clemson, I think they're just kind of wasting time here. It looks like McNeese is going to escape. So that will be our first major upset of the tournament so far. Other scores we got going on right now. Number 6, BYU beating 11, Virginia Commonwealth 56-39. That game with 12 minutes to go. And then at halftime, number 8, Gonzaga putting the belt to the behind of number 9, Georgia 48-27.
441, News Radio 92.3, new NBA scoring record. NC2A and all the sports you need this afternoon. Here's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
Ball. And it's PJ Tucker, two of the oldest players in the league. Bobo! Demolishes the Knickerbockers!
On FanDuel Sports Network Southwest, an NBA record was set last night by the San Antonio Spurs' Sandro Mamukelashvili, known as Mamu for short.
He let it fly again! Seven threes! And he hasn't missed from downtown!
He entered the game early in the second quarter, didn't play at all in the third, and still scored more points than any player in NBA history, having played fewer than 20 minutes in a game.
A career night for Sandro Mamukelashvili. 34 points. The best game of his professional career.
He's got a standing ovation.
On FanDuel Sports Network Southwest, since the NBA began to track players' minutes in the 1951-52 season, no player had ever scored 34 points in under 20 minutes of action, which Mamu did last night. He was a perfect 7-for-7 from three-point range. Overall, 13-of-14 from the field. The Spurs beat the Knicks 120-105. The Lakers played without LeBron James and Rui Hachimura. The Nuggets were without Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. Luka Doncic played and scored 31 points for the Lakers, who beat the Nuggets in Los Angeles 120-108. Lakers have won 9 straight at home. The Rockets won their 8th in a row, 116-108. Houston, second in the West, one game ahead of the Lakers. NCAA men's basketball. Xavier and Mount St. Mary's won their play-in games last night to advance into the brackets. First round games begin this afternoon. Xavier came back from 12 points down to beat Texas, 86-80. The Musketeers became the 11th seed in the Midwest region and will face Illinois tomorrow. Mount St. Mary's beat American, 83-72, to earn a date with Duke tomorrow. Women's NCAA's Iowa State and Southern University won play-in games Wednesday. Women's first four concludes tonight. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
443, News Radio 92.3, WNBA. Getting a lot of attention this afternoon. As a matter of fact, Indiana Fever, their game will take place at a different venue this evening. Joe Morgan has an explanation.
The Caitlin Clark effect is real. The Dallas Wings announced Wednesday that their June 27th game against Clark and the Indiana Fever will be played at American Airlines Center, home of the NBA's Mavericks. The arena has a capacity of 20,000, compared to just over 6,000 where the Wings play their home games. It's just the latest move by a WNBA team to a larger arena when Clark comes to town. Last month, the Chicago Sky announced that their two home games against the Fever will be played at the United Center, home of the Bulls and the Blackhawks. In her rookie season, Clark took the league by storm, being named the Rookie of the Year. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And a federal judge in Chicago is sentencing a former employee at Augusta National Golf Club for stealing and selling Masters Golf Tournament merchandise. Richard Globlinski pleaded guilty last year to a federal charge of transporting and transferring stolen goods across state lines. The defendant admitted to stealing Masters shirts, hats, and other goods.
Okay, the International Olympic Committee has decided on a brand new leader. Jared Max has more.
History was made Thursday when the International Olympic Committee elected its new president, its 10th president, who will take over for retiring Thomas Bach. Former Olympic swimmer from Zimbabwe, Kirsty Coventry, was elected after only one round of voting, with a record 7 candidates vying for the position. Kirsty Coventry will become the first woman, the first African, and the youngest at age 41 to become the president of the IOC.
She was a three-time medal winner at the 2004 Summer Games, including a gold in the 200-meter breaststroke. Coventry won four medals at the 2008 Summer Games in Beijing and helped lead Auburn University in Alabama to three straight NCAA titles. Coventry competed in her fifth and final Olympics in 2016 in Rio. Jared Max, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have a lot of backups. This is going to be, it looks like it was a lot of backups. Looks like it's cleared up, though. This was on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Looked like if you were traveling northbound from Cervantes. But once again, that's not showing up on our map at this time, so it looks like it has cleared out. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, giving us some trouble at this time, but it's not too severe. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 40 right now. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Friday. High of 62, low of 47.
447 News Radio 92.3. I was mentioning this earlier in the hour. If you live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you can expect snow flurries this afternoon. Highs of around 33 degrees. A different story altogether here. But, you know, first day of spring is bringing cold weather and storms to the central U.S. Janice Dean has the latest.
It may say the first day of spring on the calendar, but we have a winter storm cranked up, bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Winds should die down later today after several inches of snow, rough travel conditions, and the risk of power outages across the area. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible for parts of Illinois and Indiana. High fire danger continues over the Plain States with dry conditions and strong winds, while heavy rain moves into the Northwest and New England. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the changing of seasons bringing on some uncomfortable health changes. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the first day of spring, but for those of us suffering from allergies, you might already be feeling some of those spring fever symptoms. Fox Weather says earlier than normal warm spells sped up the timeline for plants, with many already releasing clouds of pollen into the air. The CDC says if you know you're prone to having allergies, you should check pollen forecasts and limit outdoor time during high levels, in addition to following recommendations from your healthcare provider for allergy or asthma medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And as the number of measles cases across the country continues to grow, health experts are urging people to make sure they're protected from the highly contagious airborne virus. Health officials say people who had measles or were vaccinated as children should have lifelong immunity, but they can take something called a titer test to see if either blood has antibodies against measles. The CDC says there have been more than 300 confirmed measles cases across the country so far this year.
Okay, here's three top stories we're following for you this afternoon. 2024 was an impressive year for local tourism numbers. Visit Pensacola confirming tourism contributed to more than $2 billion in economic impact, $65 million in local taxes, over 18,000 jobs. The area welcomed 2.5 million visitors and brought in more than $22 million in tourist development tax revenue. Also, Santa Rosa County Clerk Court Jason English is implementing a new tourist development tax online filing system. That takes place April 1st. And 60-year-old Rodney Moore is wanted in Santa Rosa County for failure to report suspected child abuse after his daughter Jordan Moore and her boyfriend Jesse Smith were arrested in a child abuse case.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, navigating a conflict with China is at the top of mind for the Senate. A lot of folks scratching their heads on this one. Kevin Yurinsky has more from Fox.
Securing America.
A recent House Homeland Security Committee hearing focused on the national security threat posed by China, which was summed up this way by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson.
The CCP is looking for every opportunity to undermine our security and get the upper hand.
Mississippi Republican Michael Guest adding that this conflict is a marathon and not a sprint.
China is willing to play the long game and build up his power over the course of decades.
However, Dr. Michael Pillsbury, the senior fellow for China strategy at the Heritage Foundation, claimed America is still not prepared to properly combat Chinese efforts.
There's no annual report on how are we doing vis-a-vis, let's say, 20 or 30 indicators with China. So we're working in the dark.
Dr. Pillsbury warning that until those type of measures are implemented, we are no match for China's all-of-country approach. Kip Nieretsky, Fox News.
4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some pop culture notes for you. Just a bit more frivolous of a finish to this 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, plus a large selection of furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Coming up March 28th and 29th, you'll find Daryl's at the Pensacola Quilts 2025 Quilt Show at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Pensacola Quilters Guild. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, 850-438-5444. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Today's pop culture news.
All right, a prominent music executive in Los Angeles accused of mafia-like crimes. This is interesting. Chris DeMeo has more from Los Angeles.
Eugene Henley turning himself into authorities. The 58-year-old is accused of numerous charges under the RICO Act, including the murder of rapper Rayshon Williams and defrauding famous NBA athletes. Law enforcement officials say Henley is a longtime member of the Rolling 60s neighborhood Cripps Street gang. 10 other alleged members of that gang have been arrested and face various federal crime charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And Warner Brothers shelved Coyote vs. Acme movie may have a new home with Ketchup Entertainment. Variety reports the new studio is negotiating a deal in the $50 million range for the animated live-action hybrid project. Last year, it also took over Warner Brothers' The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. If the deal goes through, the movie would see a theatrical release in 2026.
Yeah, I love those movies. Thinking about maybe buying the home or selling that home today? Well, mortgage rates are lower, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.71%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.12%. Two major Las Vegas residencies are getting extended. Good question. Who are they? You're going to learn it just as soon as I do. Monica DeLuca has this report.
Welcome to the legendary rock band The Eagles have added dates to their residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. The six-time Grammy winners were originally scheduled to play their last show at the venue on April 12th. The additional four shows will be this September. And the other residency extension. Sir Rod Stewart will perform another six shows at the Coliseum. Those new shows are scheduled to take place also in the fall between September 24th and October 4th. The 80-year-old is finishing up his residency shows this week before heading abroad. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the 5s.
This last quick check of the roads and weather brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Got some backups developing on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some if you are in the downtown area. This is going to be near the intersection of Cervantes and 9th. Not looking too bad at this time, though it was looking slightly worse just a little moment ago. And do have some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, sitting at around 63 degrees, clear skies tonight with a low of 40. Tomorrow, another sunny, clear day, high of 62, low of 47.
4:56, News Radio 92.3. Coming up at 5:20 this afternoon, Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports. We're going to be talking about the Bayou Hills Run, one of Pensacola's oldest running events, and really prestigious events. We're going to talk to Amy about registration. Is it still open? We'll ask. Find out and get all the details for you. Also, new research from AAA today revealing that a lot of pot smokers get behind the wheel not long after consuming.
Not a surprise.
Increasing the risk of impaired driving. AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety confirms, here comes your numbers, 45% of cannabis users report consuming multiple times per day, and nearly about 58% drive every day.
Yeah.
What is my comment when I get percentages? What's your sample base?
Right.
What was the sample base on that?
Nonetheless, something to keep an eye out
that's
for,
what's
I guess.
That's what's going to be on my gravesite. He'll say, what was the sample base?
Yeah, so is he dead? Who knows? Right. Did you ask enough people?
Ask the sample base.
Miley Cyrus must face a lawsuit over the similarities between her song Flowers and the Bruno Mars hit When I Was Your Man. A U.S. district judge rejected the pop star's argument that the company bringing the lawsuit didn't have standing because it didn't have exclusive rights to the song. Tempo Music Investments is bringing the suit. The company says it owns a share of the song's copyright but is unaffiliated with Mars. Flowers was released on her 2023 album and won a Grammy for Song of the Year in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be similar. I didn't think they were hiding anything. I guess this person or this entity is not affiliated with Mars, and they're saying, well, you know what? We weren't cool with it.
You probably should. Okay. This is not a guilt trip story. It is just the facts. And I hold it at that. If you haven't done your taxes, it's time to start getting a plan together. And no, I haven't done mine either. The last day to file your 2024-25 taxes, of course, Tuesday, April 15th. And you know, today is the first official day of spring. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
We get a new season today. Spring is here. The first day of spring represents the vernal equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. Fun fact, vernal translates to new and fresh, and equinox is derived from Latin for equal and night. The vernal equinox is an astronomical event when the sun aligns with the Earth's equator. It's one of only two times during the year that the equator is not tilted toward or away from the sun. The other one is the autumnal equinox, which happens in the fall. Happy spring. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a sequel to the beloved Pixar animated film Coco is in production. Disney CEO Bob Iger announced the upcoming release of Coco 2 during the studio's annual shareholder meeting. The film, still in the early stages of development, is slated to be released in 2029.
Okay, now it's time to make a financial commitment to your future. And it's going to happen tomorrow evening. Mega Millions growing. $324 million, $150.6 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Saturday night, Powerball, $444 million, $207.2 million. That's your cash option. Of course, both events, 10 p.m., play wisely, and good luck on your financial gain.
Absolutely.
You, too, could be the next millionaire in the state of Florida. And the Florida Lottery.
And a new study ranks the state of Florida number one for the most stressful ER visits. The rankings were compiled by Insurance Company Policy Guide and covered factors ranging from cost, in which Florida also ranked first, to number of admissions and number of inpatient days per 1,000 residents.
Don't forget about the Blue Angels. 2025 air show season is prepping to launch. The Blues practice sessions begin in 13 days on Wednesday, April 2nd. From the flight line at the Naval Aviation Museum, right there aboard NAS Pensacola. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.